Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Is told of an island chieftain who was sitting peacefully reading his Bible when he was interrupted by a trader. "Bah," said the trader, "why are you reading the Bible? I suppose the missionary has got hold of you. Throw it away. The Bible never did anyone any good." The chieftain replied calmly, "If it weren't for this Bible, you'd be in my kettle there by now." On this program of the Emmaus Bible Hour, we're going to focus our attention on missionary work. The title of the lesson, To Every Creature. This is Lesson 8 in the Correspondence Course, Guide to Christian Growth. We would like you to have this entire course in book form, so be sure to get our address at the close of the broadcast. And now our lesson, To Every Creature, and this is page 1 of that lesson. Christians should be interested in missions for the simple reason that Christianity is a missionary enterprise. The Bible basis of missions is clearly stated by the Lord Jesus in some of his last words here on earth, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That reference is Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And this is called the Great Commission. We would never have heard the gospel if pioneers had not been willing to take the glad tidings to the ends of the earth. Also, we ourselves owe a great debt to all mankind. But the question that looms in the minds of most believers is, what can I do to help? They frankly admit that they do not know very much about missionary activities. They would be happy to learn, but they just don't know how to go about it. There are numerous steps which you can take to make yourself the mission-minded Christian you ought to be. Let's consider these suggestions. First, pray for missionaries. This rightly deserves its place at the head of the list. No one can ever fully estimate the value and importance of prayer in the world evangelism movement. The reason that most of our prayers are lifeless and uninteresting is because they are too general. If you just pray, "Lord, bless the missionaries," you will soon lose interest, because you have no way of knowing when your prayer is answered. The solution to this problem is to keep a definite missionary prayer list, giving the names of those whom you have met or heard. Every time you come in contact with a missionary, you can be sure God arranged that meeting for a purpose. What more likely reason could there be than that He wants you to stand by that missionary in prayer? Many missionaries supply interested believers with a prayer card containing their picture, name and address, and usually a brief appeal for prayer support. One young man in an eastern city has literally covered the walls of his den with these pictures and faithfully remembers each one in prayer. A map of the world often proves a help in stimulating and sustaining interest in worldwide missions. Colored pins can be used to indicate the locations of those for whom you are interceding. Your prayers will thus be more intelligent and vital. If you get discouraged or weary in praying, just think of the compensation of meeting Africans or Asians or Eskimos in heaven because you prayed. Next, let's think about communicating with missionaries. Begin by writing letters. Missionaries are human, like ourselves, and welcome the arrival of the mail. Have they ever opened a letter from you? They would welcome news from the home front, and they would be glad to answer questions about their work. They will tell you of some of the problems they face, and then you can pray for them more intelligently. Let's pause for some music. And why not use this time to think of some missionaries or one missionary family you could write to yet today? Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. On this broadcast, we're taking a long, hard look at missionary work and finding ways where we can get involved. This is Lesson 8 in the Emmaus Correspondence Course titled Guide to Christian Growth. Remember, this entire course is available in book form and has been a help to many in their Christian growth. Why not write to us for more information? Our address will be given at the close of this program, and that's about 7 minutes away. Our suggestions thus far are pray for missionaries by name and for specific matters. And we also suggested that you write to these missionaries. Soon you'll know some of the problems these missionaries are facing. Also, you can send gifts. Money can be sent directly to the missionary in the form of an international money order purchased at the post office, or a foreign draft is available at a bank. It is advisable to inquire from the missionary as to the best way to send money, as circumstances vary in different countries. May we emphasize this? When in doubt, check with the missionary first. Missionary offerings in the church provide another avenue of distribution, less personal perhaps, but nonetheless effective. Funds may also be sent to missionary service boards or agencies, which in turn forward gifts to the foreign field. In this case, it's wise to know whether the agency for forwarding missionary money is honest and efficient, also whether designated gifts go entirely to the missionary. It seems almost unnecessary to say that Christians should not support any mission or missionary who denies any of the fundamental truths of the Christian faith. Modernistic missions are a hindrance rather than a help to the work of God. Another way of giving is by sending used clothing. A suit or dress given to a national may be the initial step in the chain of events that turns one from idols to serving the living God. Just be sure that the clothing is clean, in good repair, and suitable for the climate to which it is going. And you can also send books, magazines, and food. Packages from the homeland are often a great cheer and encouragement to the workers in the field beyond. It is wise to find out from the missionary or some well-informed person what is the best way to send and mark packages. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you really want to give sacrificially to missionary endeavors, the Lord will show you how. A devoted Christian housewife in Michigan spends every summer working in a florist shop so that she can send every cent she earns to the foreign field. Robert Arlington, a Cambridge graduate, lived in a single room cooking his own meals so that he could save money for missions. He gave $2,800,000 on the condition that it was all to be spent on pioneer work within 25 years. A slip of paper was found after his death on which he had written these words, "Gladly would I make the floor my bed, a box my chair, and another box my table, rather than that men should perish for want of the knowledge of Christ." Then learn about missionaries. Read good missionary books. Subscribe to missionary magazines. And entertain missionaries in your home. Finally, become a missionary yourself. You can be willing to go if the Lord should call you. The important thing is to be so completely yielded to God that He can depend on your unquestioning obedience. "I entreat you," says one writer, "in God's name, do not go out into eternity with your skirt stained with the blood of souls, but place yourself utterly, unreservedly, and absolutely at the disposal of your Lord and Master." Of course, crossing the water does not make one a missionary. Begin right where you are to reach people for Christ. It has been well said, everyone is either a missionary or a mission field. Let me repeat that. Everyone is either a missionary or a mission field. Begin at your Jerusalem, which is your home area. And who knows, God may soon broaden your horizons and enlarge your coasts. The Lord Jesus said just before going back to heaven, this is Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." That was Acts 1:8. Time to close our books on Lesson 8 and missionary work. We hope you will take seriously the challenge of this lesson. The Lord continues to send forth workers. Why not begin to prepare now? The notes we've just gone over are found in the course Guide to Christian Growth. If you would like a copy, be sure to write down our address at the close of the program and then correspond with us. For those who already have the course, it's time to do your exam and mail it to us. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.